Blog Talk Radio.
Doing it right, everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody
will be dancing. Well, welcome, welcome. Build, grow, and enjoy BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's the BGE Experience, everyone. It is 3, actually. We are changing our time today. It is actually 1 p.m. in Atlanta. I'm so used to my 3 p.m. time. We're actually doing a special broadcast today earlier because I have to get on to take care of a lot that's taking place, which I'm going to share with you guys. And that leaves at 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. or 10 a.m. I'm just not getting my times right today. What is going on? Is this too much going on? And I'm just excited to share. 10:01 a.m. Los Angeles, 1:01 p.m. Atlanta. It's the BGE Experience. Yes, we need to experience that. I can't get my time right. But on with the show. Today's show is sponsored by Audible, audibletrial.com/build-grow-enjoy. Over 150,000 titles to choose from. And while on the go, you can listen from any of your mobile devices. And this week, they have some great, great bestsellers. You know, as many of you guys, or if you don't know, Audible has their own bestseller list, and, you know, that's where we live in the mobile world, just as the New York Times bestseller. And today they have, for this week, Unbroken, a World War II story of survival, resilience, and redemption, and which is perfect because today's show is just really dedicated to an awesome experience I had this weekend while traveling in San Diego. And when it comes to our servicemen and the military, so definitely you want to you can get that title off the bestseller list. Also, they have House Rules, and Unbroken is by Laura Hillenbrand. House Rules is by Jodi Picoult. You know, I'm horrible with names. And Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen. So, anyways, you can go on to the audible.com and just click on their bestsellers and get the top bestsellers that's going on. And while you're there, you know, as coming, while you're there, you can get that audiobook book free due to BGE. You get your free audiobook book titles and a 30-day trial. If you go to audibletrial.com/build-grow-enjoy. For that free title and 30-day trial. So check it out. You know, we all are readers, avid readers, you know. We are all on the go, and most importantly, we are all on a mobile device. So audibletrial.com/build-grow-enjoy.com, or you can go over to buildgrowandenjoy.com, click Audible, and it'll take you right to the site, so that way you can go ahead and sign up. Get your free audiobook, get your 30-day trial, and hand it over to the bestsellers and check them out. You know, there's plenty. There's a lot of great titles on there. And like I said, they have over 150,000 titles, main titles that you can choose from, and you get it free. So, and while you're over at BillGrownEnjoy.com, go ahead and check out all the action that's taking place. You know, there's just so much going on, especially in the philanthropy component of Bill Grown Enjoy. You can check out other shows, other hosts. You know, past shows dating back from when we first, you know, came on the air, which, wow, I cannot believe it. You know, next month is going to be 4 years. 4 years and counting, baby, that Build, Grow, and Enjoy has just amazingly took off and just came into the arena of digital media, of radio and television, philanthropy, you know, just all in all, being that philanthropic network, that philanthropic platform community, and being the voice for the community. And, you know, without each and every one of you guys, this would not be possible. I mean, we are hitting unimaginable numbers just, you know, through our social networking platforms, you know, our media partners, you know, the work that we do. It's just been a blessing. And, you know, it's not us. Like I always say, it's not us, you know. in everything we do because, you know, our faith is our foundation, you know. We couldn't do it without, you know, God himself, you know, and guiding us and do what we need to do. And we keep that first. So we just give all the glory to him. I'm giving all the glory to him right now and lifting his name up and saying thank you because, you know, he didn't have to entrust us with it. So this has just been an amazing journey, and I can't even, you know, I just cannot wait to share where we're going with it all. I mean, there's just so much more to come. It is going to be mind-blowing. And, you know, I mean, I'm, like, mouth wide open. Oh, my God, like, are you serious? Because, you know, I don't come from a media or marketing you know, branding background. You know, I come from finance, business. And, you know, you just never know what turn in your life that God will guide you in making a difference. And for me, it ended up being here with Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So, you know, it's more to Build, Grow, and Enjoy than what you see from the television, you know, and the radio piece and you know, and the philanthropy piece, wanting the community to build, grow, and enjoy and assist in areas where there's needs. It's a bigger foundation to this, and that is to know that, you know, we are here for a purpose, and Build, Grow, and Enjoy is here for a purpose. So definitely, buildgrowandenjoy.com, you can become a member. If not, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, at Kalethea directly. If you want to follow Build, Grow, and Enjoy, it's at BGE_radio, and just get involved. Pay attention to the movement, what's taking place, because, you know, if you don't know, you're going to know. So, you know, it's just amazing, you know, that, you know, we've been blessed to be a blessing, and that's what I will always say. So, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, get on over there and just, you know, check out the other shows. BGE TV 132, there's so much more to come with. But right now you can check out a lot of the philanthropic networks that are between Atlanta and Los Angeles, some of the things that they're doing in the community. You know, head on over to the philanthropy portion. Check out, you know, some of the philanthropic works that, you know, we are, we're partnered with. The Philanthropy Concierge, you can check, that firm out, coming out of Los Angeles and the many works that they are doing in the philanthropy world. Definitely head on over to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. So, yes, right on to it. World AIDS Awareness Weekend is approaching fast. And woohoo, boy, all I can say is it's about to go down. November the 28th through the 30th, World AIDS Awareness Weekend, Atlanta 2014. Definitely coming together to create awareness for the HIV and AIDS issue that's taking place in the Southeast region, you know, from, you know, D.C., Virginia, on down to Louisiana. So it's going to be a huge event. Definitely get on over to WorldAIDSAwarenessWeekend.com. And Saturday, November the 29th, which is day two, Georgia World Congress Center, Exhibit Hall A, from 9 to 4, the HIV and AIDS Health and Wellness Expo will be taking place. That is free, but you have to register. So get on over to the site and register, so that way you can come and attend. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event all day. There's going to be celebrity VIPs that are going to be coming in to show their support. We have an amazing VIP celebrity host, which is coming soon to be released to you guys, that is actually hosting the event. But while you're there, the purpose is you get to get tested. You're going to go, there's breakout sessions to learn more, you know, on the different components and areas of, you know, that people are not educated on when it comes to HIV and AIDS. There's also going to be, you know, this area for the kids. It's going to be a kid zone. You can go into the wellness village where you can get, like, you know, quick massage, you know, try out some healthy ways of eating. So it's going to be an amazing, amazing event. Like I said, WorldAIDSAwarenessWeekend.com. That's free. Register now because it requires registration. And just keep checking into the website for as the updates come in and as more information is given to the public. But that is going to take place November the 28th through the 30th, 2014, World AIDS Awareness Weekend, Atlanta 2014, worldaidsawareness.com, hashtag WAAW. And today I got another very, you know, touching and inspiring event that's going to be taking place in Atlanta also, and I do want to share this. This is going to take place October the 31st and November 1st. It's Cassandra Scott Ministries. They present the Regional Empowerment Prayer Summit. It's going to be it's a day where they will have Dr. Cassandra Scott and summit speakers to speak, prayer, process, and purpose. Friday, October the 31st, meet and greet at 8 p.m. Saturday, November the 1st, empowerment sessions with life-changing workshops, 9 a.m. Dr. Cassandra Scott, 10:30 a.m. will be speaking. They have room rates for the hotel. This will be hosted at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 1325 Virginia Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30344. You can register today. The registration is open, and it's free admission. So you can get on over for more information at www.createdtoproduce.com. Amazing event, ladies. Congratulations and my blessings and to you for all the success of this launch in which you're sending forth powerful women of God to encourage other women. And that's what it's about. Create it. Check it out. October 31st and November the 1st. Be there. Be there. It's free. It's free, free, free. So you can follow me on Twitter, as I said, at Colethea, and we are going to get right on to our show. This is the BGE experience. Now that I've shared other things that's going place, you know what an amazing, bad, I'm going to leave the rest for you guys to figure out, weekend it was in the beautiful, beautiful San Diego, California, which, you know, while I was in town, I got to experience one of the community's biggest events, which was shut down for years due to the government shutdown. Well, they came back with a bang, and that is the MCAS Miramar Air Show. Yes, it is back, and they came back in full force. And, you know, for those of you that don't know, you know, the MCAS, the Marines out here in San Diego, on the base, which is out in Miramar. They have their MCAS Miramar units. They put this on as their headquarters. They put this show on annually, which I just learned, you know, why they do this show, in support of military families, you know, those that are going through transition out of the military, those that may need seek assistance. They put this show on to raise money to support military families. How awesome is that? And let me tell you, this show, this air show is packed out each year, even with, you know, them coming back and being shut down for a couple years, a few years. Don't quote me, but it's been a while. It's just amazing, you know, from, you know, most importantly, the celebrities of the show is the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. You know, we all love to see them, you know, what they do up in the skies. Many of the other aircrafts are out there. You know, you can go out and, you know, check out a lot of the aircrafts that they have, you know, or have, you know, flown. Very family friendly. Different tiers. You know, you can just come out and be a spectator. There's, you know, VIP areas. I mean, there's just a lot that's entailed with it. And, you know, they have the Air Show Expo. That was just an awesome piece this year also. Well, you know, the air show in San Diego goes back. You know, it has a really amazing history, you know, in the San Diego community, and it dates back to 1846. You know, has a long, long, long history as a part of the San Diego county community, and the Marine Corps, the Air Station Miramar. You know, it goes back, like I said. So, like, they definitely, you know, did this to, they do this each year to support, you know, military families. And you can read about this history and how far it goes back and, you know, just the timeline on it. If you head on over to MiramarAirShow.com, you can definitely read more on the history, And, you know, the headquarters, which is the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing, Marine Aircraft Group 11, Marine Aircraft Group 16, Marine Air Control Group 38, the 3rd MAW Band, and the Marine Aircraft Group 46. All of these servicemen putting this together each year to support families, military families. So, you know, it was a 3-day event from October the 3rd to through the 5th, October 3rd through the 5th, of course, on this past weekend. As I said, the performers, which were the highlight, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, you know, those are the creme la creme of jets, but, you know, jet pilots flying their F/A-18 Hornets, which, you know, is painted in the blue and yellow, their colors. Definitely they had the Marine Air Ground Task Force, the MAGTF did a demo. The U.S. Leapfrogs also performed. U.S. Army Golden Knights, F-35B Lightning, Bell Boeing V-22 Osprey, the Patriots Jets, John D. Tucker, Oracle Challenger, John Culver, War Dog, also had the OTTO, the helicopter, had Shockwave jet trucks, Red Bull Hello was out there, yes, Red Bull was out in full effect. They also had like a jumping ramp with motorcycles, that was just awesome, you know, where they were performing. But Red Bull, they had their helicopter there. There was a firework display, also a radio music performance, as I state was by the 3rd MAW Band. And, you know, and then they had the announcers, which was Rod Ryder. He's an entertainer, pilot, Midwest television personality, singer, performer, writer, and winner of 5 Emmy Awards, and Matt Jolly, who's also an entertainer, former news anchor, and current host of the world-only daily talk radio show for military aviation fans. So you can get more information at MiramarAirShow.com. They're back, and next year they're going to be back. You can just, you know, read up on it. I'm sure if you keep checking in to the website, you can get more information on next year. But at least you can see a lot that took place for this year. Definitely read on the history. You can hear from the command. You can hear a little bit on the U.S. Marine Corps aviation history. See the information, like I said, on, you know, how they do their scheduling. There's actually a student day, other aviation links, you know, and other opportunities, sponsorship, corporate hospitality, exhibitors, air show expo. You can be a volunteer for food and beverages or squadron booths. You know, they're always seeking volunteers. For those of you that want to come out, you know, not just locally, you know, you digital media people, definitely go to the press and support this cause. You know, it's a huge event. I gotta say, you know, don't quote me. If I'm predicting this right, there has to be about, I would say between these 3 days, there has to have been over 50,000 people in attendance. So, you know, just awesome to come back with a bang. And of course, you can check out the videos and the pictures on their website, MiramarAirShow.com, and then also on BillGroningJoy.com, we have our pictures up, which was our experience. Got to do sit in the cockpit of one of their aircraft. Got to check out the expo, the air show expo, which was in the hangar, which was beautifully set up. Subway was there, Channel 10 News, which is a local San Diego news station. They had plenty of organizations for nonprofit organizations for those that were in the military, have a story. I was engaging with a lot of those people, just really hearing their stories. There was a lot of travel companies. I mean, it was an awesome, awesome exhibit. And, of course, inside the exhibit, they had other aircraft. I mean, if you are an aircraft aviation lover, this is the place to be. And if you happen to come into San Diego during this kickoff of fall month, this is the perfect show to go to. Just coming in, you know, to be a spectator, enjoy some of the aircraft that is on the runway. It's free, you know. Now, if you want to upgrade and go VIP or sit in the bleachers, there's a charge for it. But do know that charge is in support of why they're doing this, and that's to support military families, which is very inexpensive, you know. So you can check out the ticket information. It looks like it's pretty consistent across for each year. So you know, that was our experience. Got to hold the bazooka. What else did I do? I got to, of course, you know, I found my kettle corn. LAPD was out there also with their helicopter and their bomb squad, and they were dropping bombs too. Oh, they were dropping bombs like on the runway as they were performing and doing the air show, and the flights and the aircraft were taking off. That was just at the same time scary. But it was an amazing comeback, and I just want to say congratulations to the MCAS Miramar Air Show, the team, marketing team. You guys did an amazing job. Media team, you guys did an amazing job. The crew, and of course, the servicemen. You know, just an amazing job, and it was a pleasure to have experienced that with you. After so many years of being shut down and just coming back and really coming back not only with a bang, but really showing the true purpose of why, you know, this air show takes place. And that is not only to give it your all in entertaining and showing the work, but really to really, really help military families. And that's the purpose. So congratulations, and continue to build, grow, and enjoy, and we will see you in 2015. MiramarAirshow.com, everyone. Make sure you follow them on Facebook and Twitter. You can check out their YouTube videos, all of this on their website. Again, MiramarAirshow.com. Well, that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Wow. So much taking place. I'm telling you, buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Kalithia. Wish I could spend all day and just share every detail and all the things to you, but, you know, that's not going to happen. And trust and believe it would take longer than a day. So, you know, as, you know, our Hollywood diva would say, Miss Ruby Jewel with the Jewel wrap-up, ain't nobody got time for that. So just head on over to buildgrowandenjoy.com, and you can find it at your leisure and learn more and see everything that's taking place. Build, grow, and enjoy. Have a great rest of your week. Make it a great day. And as always, continue to build, grow, and enjoy.
Doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing.